Welcome to Unit 8, in which we will explore HIT implementation planning to maximize quality and safety. The first segment is on the implementation team, also known as the I-team. At the end of this segment, you'll be able to critique an implementation planning team and the roles that team members play in ensuring quality and safety. William Bridges, in his national bestseller, Managing Transitions, Making the Most of Change, writes that it isn't the changes that do you in, it's the transitions. Change is situational. For example, implementing a new EHR represents a change. Transition is the psychological process clinicians come to terms with when adjusting to the new EHR and any redesigned workflow that results from this change. This distinction is critical for effective implementation teams to understand. When putting together an EHR implementation team, we need to ensure that the composition of the I-team is reflective of the characteristics that will ensure both effective change and effective transition. Micken and Roger conducted a literature review that tried to answer the question, what attributes characterize effective teams? They identified three functional levels that contribute to team effectiveness: the structure of the organization, the contributions of individuals, and team processes. Structural characteristics of EHR implementation teams include having a clear purpose with a shared vision. It's absolutely imperative that the clinical and IT members of the I-team have a shared vision, mutually agreed upon goals, and a clear purpose. An appropriate culture for EHR teams includes a culture that emphasizes transparency, quality, and safety, and learning from mistakes. Having a specified task with clearly defined scope will also increase the effectiveness of the EHR implementation team, including team members with very distinct roles that capitalize on their respective skills and strengths, is also instrumental to success. Transformational clinical leadership is essential for EHR implementation teams, since implementation of the EHR involves a transition to new clinical workflows rather than merely a change in the way clinicians document their care. Relevant members include an appropriate mix of expertise and skills: clinical leaders, educators, bedside clinicians, IT implementation specialists, and IT desktop service specialists who can assist in planning for and procuring appropriate hardware and mobile devices. Finally, adequate resources need to be allocated to the teams, including administrative support for meeting scheduling and recording of minutes, as well as release of time from clinical care and IT service responsibilities to allow team members to accomplish their work. Individual characteristics of EHR implementation highlight the different levels of experience and skills within the teams and have an impact on the interpersonal working relationships of team members. Minimal characteristics include self-knowledge, trust, commitment, and flexibility. The knowledge that each individual brings to the team, their unique competencies and personalities, which will affect team functioning. Acceptance of individual differences and acknowledgement of each individual's contribution to the work of the team is highly related to the manner in which team members interact with each other. Building trust will help to increase the level of confidence that team members have in each other's ability to get the work done. Respecting each other's unique skill set and expertise is absolutely critical to trust. Once self-knowledge and trust have been achieved, commitment to a shared goal provides direction and motivation for the team. High commitment levels enable teams to thrive despite challenges and pressures that they may face during implementation. Finally, flexibility and receptivity to others' ideas allow team members to fully engage others in the transition to EHRs. Team processes refer to the subtle aspects of implementation that will make or break the effective transition to the electronic health record. The ability of the team to coordinate in an orderly fashion all of the actions that are required to effectively implement the new EHR will have a significant impact on success. Two-way communication with absolute transparency is the key to managing the potential roadblocks caused by the influences of power, attitudes, and values. Group cohesion will ensure that team members cooperate interdependently around the implementation task. Shared participative decision-making is essential to ensuring that all potential barriers and facilitators have been considered. Team conflict, which can be positive in that it generates creative solutions, can also be destructive if it is not managed in a way that facilitates acknowledgement of different viewpoints and negotiation. Effective teams form a social network in which members are supportive of each other, communicate effectively, and solve problems in a collaborative manner. Finally, timely and accurate feedback from stakeholders, both outside of and within the team, is critical to ensuring improvement in the ability of the implementation team to achieve its goals. In further studying team characteristics, Micken and Roger revised their framework to include four major domains: team environment, team structure and team process, and individual contribution. They propose that only six team characteristics actually drive effectiveness. The six drivers include having a shared purpose that clearly demonstrates shared ownership, establishing goals that link the team's purpose with the desired outcomes, having team leaders who set and maintain structures for decision-making and conflict management, establishing regular patterns of communication where all members share ideas and information with each other, developing group cohesion through camaraderie and involvement that develops over time, and exhibiting a high degree of mutual respect with acceptance of diversity and professional contribution. In writing on interprofessional team building in primary care settings, Sargent and her colleagues cautioned that contact is not enough. Just having professionals working side by side is not enough to effect change and manage transition. The level of interdependence and collaboration required for effective implementation teams demands the highest level of communication. For example, team members need to be continually open with each other and communicate on a regular basis. In order to do this effectively, team members need to have access to each other and need to have effective communication skills. In addition to regularly scheduled meetings, effective implementation teams often use web-based communication tools that facilitate collaboration and implementation management. It's also essential that there's a clear understanding and respect for the unique roles of each team member. If team members are not aware of each other's roles, they'll not be able to effectively work together as a team. They may try to delegate functions that are not appropriate to the particular role of a team member. For example, they may assume that a member has a particular power base, whereas that individual may not have the desired sphere of influence needed for the task allocated. Effective I-teams ensure that all team members have a clear understanding of the unique principles that guide the particular practice setting in which they are implementing the EHR. This includes knowledge of the purpose and mission of that setting, the services provided, and the population served, roles and responsibilities of healthcare and supportive personnel, and how daily operations are carried out. It's for this reason that it is imperative to include all appropriate clinicians on the I-team. Having the practical know-how of EHR implementation is also a critical component of effective implementation teams. IT professionals are skilled and experienced in I-team planning, addressing hardware needs, including mobile device requirements, and planning for IT activation support needs. Clinical team members are skilled and experienced in managing complex patient care activities during times of transition. Understanding and applying organizational clinical care policies and making decisions as to the most appropriate timing of activation, as well as the specifics of pre-activation strategies, such as chart-building activities. Finally, experienced implementation teams tell us that success is the result of active and ongoing effort. This requires focused attention, time, and a considerable amount of work. Effective teamwork doesn't just happen. Team members work to make it happen. Kaiser Permanente, which has a wealth of experience in implementation of integrated electronic health records, provides us with lessons that they have learned over the years. For teams to be effective with respect to organizational decision-making and project management during the implementation phase, they need to empower project leaders who have a close link to people who are affected by the decisions. There needs to be close coordination of operations for project management expertise and the clinical community for clinical expertise and IT for technical expertise. It's important to start with the objective in mind and to think through all steps necessary to achieve that objective. It's also very helpful to have people who can bridge the gap and the cultural divide between the developers and the end users of the EHR. For teams to be effective with respect to system deployment and rollout during the implementation phase, they need to remember that implementation is still an art rather than a science, and that the perfect recipe does not exist. In the third segment of this unit, we'll explore methods that hold promise, but implementation strategies are not a one-size-fits-all endeavor. Make sure that you pilot the system first, as there will always be improvements that can be made, and you really need to identify significant issues early on so that these can be fixed. Listen to and carefully evaluate feedback from critics. Solicit feedback from all stakeholders early on and frequently. If you come across an opportunity in which tweaking the system will result in significant benefit, do it. Remember that training never ends. Initial training gives users enough to get by, but generally, they only remember about 50% of what is taught. Reinforcement of training is critical, as well as ongoing evaluation, education, and training. By the same token, implementation never ends, since health IT systems are constantly changing. Application software, hardware, mobile devices, and clinical knowledge all change at a rapid pace, which results in ongoing enhancements, upgrades, and other changes that make implementation an ongoing activity. Understand that users are beta testers. it's extremely difficult to replicate the production database in a test environment. It's usually impossible to test every aspect of the system before an initial go-live or a significant upgrade, although we certainly try to do so. Frequently, many issues and problems surface soon after go-live, and implementation teams need to ensure that users have an immediate feedback loop and quick problem resolution, especially for problems that affect patient safety. Remember that patient care comes first, and this includes all aspects of quality, including clinical efficiency and effectiveness. Executive leadership should drive the work of the I team. Once the implementation team is convened, regular meetings should be scheduled and a standard agenda set. Agenda items should include tasks needed for go-live preparation. Working subgroups can be set up to assist with implementation tasks, and the leaders of these subgroups should give a status update to the implementation team. In summary, effective teams have certain characteristics that contribute to their effectiveness. Organizational structure, which includes both team environment and team structure, team processes, and individual contributions. Within these domains, six key team characteristics drive effectiveness, and these include having a clear purpose, establishing goals, having solid leadership, developing group cohesion, establishing regular patterns of communication, and exhibiting mutual respect. Mere contact is not enough to ensure success.